Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 39 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. As always, I'm Kyle Keegan alongside Anthony Evangelista. Anthony, how are you doing on this beautiful spring afternoon?
I'm doing all right. It's a little weird letting you do the intro, but I'm doing good. Today, we have a big episode planned. We're getting into baseball season. We're going to talk Yankees today. And with that, we are joined by a very special guest, my friend, Muhlenberg College commit and avid Yankees fan, Luke McIntyre. How are you today, Luke?
What's going on, boys? I'm doing good. How are you?
Solid. Glad to have you here, man.
Thank you for that very kind introduction.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, what did you say? I kind of stepped on your foot there, Luke. What did you want to say?
I just said thanks for the kind introduction. It means a lot.
We're known for our introductions here.
I've been begging Anthony to let me come on here because I have so much stuff to say.
Oh, we're excited then. I mean, this is the perfect time. We're less than 48 hours away from opening day if it doesn't rain on Thursday.
Oh, facts.
Literally horrible. I've been looking at that all week. And that would also mess up the Yankees' rotation right off the get because they're doing that weird stuff.
So, yeah, which I don't get why they're waiting like a whole rotation to pitch J-Mo, which kind of like irritates me.
Yeah, we'll start with that then, because you know this is a Yankees season preview. We'll do the Mets tomorrow, and we're pretty much just gonna get right into it here. So to start the season, the Yankees have Gerrit Cole going, and then Corey Kluber. I feel like that was pretty expected. If it wasn't gonna be Tyone, it was gonna be Kluber second, and then Herman, who did a great job in spring training, and as much of a jerk or as much as you dislike the guy, he's proven that he can be a really good tool on a major league roster. So he earned that third spot, and then Monty's fourth. But then Gerrit Cole's pitching the fifth game, and Jameson Taillon is not making his Yankees debut until the sixth game. So they're kind of manipulating the schedule a bit here.
Yeah, facts. Like, Domingo Herman and Jordan Montgomery had a great spring. Like, I know, like, a lot of people don't even want to, like, consider spring training. But the fact that Domingo Herman, like, pitched, like, a lot, like, it seemed like he was their go-to guy in the spring because he was really competing for that rotation spot. The fact that he only really gave up runs was yesterday. I think the first run that he gave up was
1-2-run homer.
To that Rule 5 pick by Detroit.
Keel Badu. Really good spring for the Tigers.
Yeah. It sucks that Minnesota let him go, though. Like that. That's tough.
It is what it is. I mean, so we'll talk about that spring training just for a second because Anthony and I really haven't talked much about spring training. Some standouts for the Yankees, obviously, as you mentioned, Luke, were Montgomery and Herman. And with that, Devi Garcia was optioned to AAA. I think a lot of people were really upset about the move. I understood it because, you know, he's 22 now. Or is he still 21? I'm not totally sure. He's a young kid. He'll be here eventually, but it makes more sense to get him more consistent reps in Scranton, and he'll be here as soon as someone gets injured, knock on wood. So
yeah, I think the fact too, that Clark Schmidt is on the 68 DL, IO, which they call it now, that I think that played a big factor with it because, also, the fact that they added Mike King to the opening day roster.
That one surprised me a little bit.
It did.
Coming out of the bullpen. And, you know, Mike King has been very adamant in the nicest way possible about not wanting to be a reliever. But if he's throwing, he's throwing 98 now, if they can kind of, morph him into a guy like what they did with Loaizica the last few years and Sesso, where he could just have his nasty stuff coming out of the pen, focus on getting one shutdown inning rather than pitching every fifth day for six innings, maybe that could be helpful for him because he did struggle a bit.
Yeah. Also, I remember when Chad Green came up, Chad Green was a starter, but then like he's one of their nastiest rotation guys now. Same thing with Dellin Betances. I'm pretty sure Betances, when he came up in, I think, 2011 or 2012, he was a starter, but then got sent back down and then came back up as a reliever, so.
Yeah, I mean, so the Yankees do love doing that with a lot of their pitching prospects that don't quite pan out as starters. So potentially that could be something we could see from Mike King as he's getting a little older up there in age. So let's talk about the lineup real quick. So obviously we got DJ leading off. What do you expect from DJ this year? Do you think a little lower than what he's been the last 2 years now that he's got his bag, about the same? What are you thinking?
Well, I think in a in a longer season, I feel like, you know, you got to just with the way the Yankees have played like these past few seasons, you got to imagine that at least like 8 out of the 9 guys are going to get injured at some point, whether it's like, you know, a broken fingernail or a torn ACL. Like, you got it. Like, so with DJ, I feel like if he can give you like 130 games out of the 160 and, you know, bat somewhat close to 300, then that's fine. I'm not looking for a power guy. You have enough of those power guys. You need someone who can start you out with solid base hits, maybe an extra base hit or what. So then you can have a guy like Judge come up in third or Stanton come at fourth and drive him home.
So I actually have a question for you, because this has been a point of interest for a lot of Yankees fans. So the starting lineup for the last 2 years has been something along the lines of DJ, Judge, Hicks third, Stanton, and then whatever. Do you love Hicks batting third? Because I know personally, I'm not a huge fan of him batting third. I'd rather him be sixth or seventh or even ninth. I don't know.
Well, one thing you've seen with spring training this year is that Hicks is very good at getting walks. Yeah, like, he's got a great eye. So also, if you don't like, one thing I loved when Didi was on the team is that Didi was one of those guys who was more like a singles hitter than a you know, like a power hitter. So
the lefty as well.
Yeah, true. I think Hicks is a switch hitter. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he is. So, he's a switch hitter. Yes.
So having that, like, you know, balance in the lineup, because you don't want guys that are going to give you back-to-back home runs. You want a guy that's going to give you a home run, then get on base, then get another guy who can give you two instead of one. So
yeah, no,
I'm not opposed to it. I think if he can work a walk, or if he can, you know, get some base hits, and
you know, one thing about Hicks, I would like to see him step up the power numbers a little bit if he's going to be batting third. Other than that, I really have no complaints about him getting on base. He strikes out about as much as everyone else in the lineup, so I really can't complain.
True.
And then obviously the big question with, I'll use the term the big three here, because there are big three power hitters: Judge, Stanton, and Voit. Voit is already hurt. We all thought Judge was hurt yesterday, but really he just had a cold and he got sent back to New York early, which is kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, Luke, before I get into this, do you think Anthony looks like Aaron Judge at all?
Not really.
Well, okay, but all right.
Nobody else believes it.
Anthony, just explain the backstory of why everyone...
So at the Bruce Beck camp, everyone called me Judge because...
No, but it was because of Mike Quick.
Yeah, well, apparently I look like Aaron Judge. I don't see it in the slightest.
I just want to mention
maybe
something
like
about
2 years ago. You did maybe like 2 years ago.
I just want to mention something about the Bruce Beck camp, because I don't know if Anthony brought it up, but I pride myself on. So I was in Bronxville one day, and like I was in like a store, and I saw this flyer for the Bruce Beck camp, and like me and Anthony did like announcing for basketball games before that, and I was gonna go to the camp, and I said to Anthony, I'm like, yo, look, this thing looks awesome, like. And I didn't end up going, but Anthony did. So,
yeah. And then we would have never met, and there would have never been a podcast.
So we got to credit Luke for the creation of this podcast. So
thank you very much.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah, thank you. There you go. Okay. Continue.
You know what's funny? So off topic real quick. The first time one of the first times conversations I had with Anthony, I called him Judgy and he gave me the nastiest look.
Well, he's a Mets fan too. So.
I know he's a Mets fan, but that's what everyone was calling him. And I was like, oh, geez. That's kind of off topic. But whatever.
Okay,
that's
besides continue. The point. Yankees now.
You ask a Yankees question, Anthony, since you're a huge Yankees fan.
Okay, so you guys have kind of, yes, I'm a big Yankees fan if you guys haven't figured that out already. But obviously, right now, you guys got into a bit of spring training, a bit of rotations, that kind of thing. So for this season, it's going to look different. Obviously, last year was different in a whole nother level. But what are your expectations? Yes. Well, what are your expectations for the team this season? Let's say that they're able to stay decently healthy. What do you think is going to happen?
Luke, you can go first.
They have to get to the World Series. Like, I'm like, winning it wouldn't be nice, but they have to get to the World Series.
I 100% agree. I was going to say, like, World Series or bust is what it's been for the past 3 or 4 years. And winning it would be incredible, but they have yet to take that step as an organization yet to get past that second league championship round series.
They haven't been able to get past the LCS.
And if they can get past the LCS and lose in 5 or 6 to the Dodgers, or even however many
games. I will take that.
I would be heartbroken and it would suck, but it would be progress made, which hasn't happened since 2017.
Yeah.
So as good as this team's been, anything other than winning the World Series, let's be honest, it's going to be a failure. But the Dodgers are really, really, really good. So I will be satisfied and call it a successful season. And, you know, if this happens, I'll probably be all salty and be a crybaby about it. It will have been a successful season if they make it to the World Series and win even a game or two against the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, but what I expect is they have to win the American League. And we'll talk about the American League right now. Houston's worse. They've been getting worse.
Yeah.
Tampa's worse. Toronto and Chicago got better. But I still think that we match up really nicely with the Blue Jays. But then again, I thought that about the Rays last year, and I was completely wrong. And I think that a lot of people are really overrating the Chicago White Sox right now. And if I have to get – I hope that that's not a freezing cold take, but I really just think that people are looking hype on the White Sox.
To be fair, I think the only real contender as of now is the White Sox, because the Blue Jays have a lot of –
American League, yeah.
The Blue Jays have a lot of holes in their pitching rotation.
And I don't think the Blue Jays lineup is as good as everyone thinks it is either.
No, it's just really young, and that's what draws people to it.
There's a ton of potential, and in 3 years, I just think that over the course of 162, I get it that they made the wild card round last year. Over the course of 162, I'd be very surprised if that team's better than the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now, if the Rays are better than the Yankees over 162, I'll be less surprised. Mm-hmm. But then again, I still am truly of the belief that if last year had normal circumstances and they started in April and it was 162 games, the Yankees run away with the AL East last year and the Rays.
Yeah.
So
I think when it comes to the Blue Jays, though, like the Blue Jays, they just lost.
Who are you more afraid of, Luke? The Blue Jays or the Rays right now?
The Rays.
I agree. I was going to say, I have to say it's Tampa, although the Blue Jays look better on paper. I'm just always going to be weary of the Rays.
I just think Kevin Cash is a great manager. Like,
that organization is very well run for the budget they have. And as much as they annoy me and as much as I despise and I say this in quotes, Tampa Bay Rays baseball, they do a really good
job. Yeah. Kevin Cash, like, he's – like, say what you want about him taking out Blake Snell like that early.
That was a bad World move. Series.
But other than that, I really think that was, like, his only dud move. Because that it's a very strategic organization. Like, they were
they have to set a lot of things in place for them to be able to win. The one thing that's funny about the Rays is that I feel like once they get – like, they had their best season in franchise history last year, and then they traded their best pitcher and let one of their other top three pitchers walk.
Yeah.
You know, Glasnow is probably the least reliable of those three.
Yeah.
As good as the Rays are, let's just talk about all the other teams in the division. The Rays, their lineup is not better than ours, but they're pitching and they're always able to pull this stuff out of their ass. And I'm worried about Tampa a little bit.
Yeah,
I think one thing
that I have to mention about Tampa is that the last time Tampa Bay was in the World Series, they lost to the Phillies in 2000.
I know what you're gonna say, and I love it.
And in 2009, it was the Yankees and Phillies. And the Yankees won against the Phillies. Hopefully, the 2020 World Series was the Dodgers and Rays. And the Dodgers beat the Rays. Hopefully, it's the Yankees and Dodgers in 2021, and the Yankees beat the Dodgers.
I'm hoping that I'm sorry. Siri was just talking to me. My bad. I'm hoping that the Dodgers kind of become like the Atlanta Braves-esque of like the 90s is what the Dodgers end up being. Where like they make it to the World Series all these times, but then they finally win one, and then they just go back to losing in the World Series. I kind of hope that's the case and that the Yankees can kind of just slap around the Dodgers like they did to the Braves in the 90s. I don't know. It's just like I'm a baseball historian, so those are just the scenarios I go
over. Yeah, I know we're focusing on the Yankees today, but I'm really interested to see what goes on in the NL East. Because
the NL East is going to be very interesting.
Yeah. I predict a wild card of the Padres and Mets. But we'll see what happens.
You know what's crazy? Because, like, I guess we're just talking baseball in general. Like,
yeah,
the Mets could win the – I think the Mets will make the playoffs. Well, I'll save more of my Mets takes for tomorrow, and obviously I will as well, just so I don't spoil them all now. But I think that, like, the Padres might be the second-best team in the NL, but they might actually just lose their first game because they'll have to run into Jacob DeGrom, the best pitcher in the world. Like, that isn't that crazy? Like, that's why I hate the wild card game.
Yeah, me too. Like, because, like
– they made the playoffs with 100 wins and could have lost Oakland to it. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I hate the wild card game.
Yeah. I think I said this to Anthony. One of the things that makes March Madness so interesting is the fact that it's always one game. And when it's teams that you don't root for, it's so fun to watch. But when it comes to your team playing in a one-game elimination, you're shitting your pants.
Excuse exactly. For three out of 4 years, we had to sit and watch as the Yankees played in single elimination games. Mm-hmm. And that was horrible. That was hell on earth. So
that Twins game. Oh man.
That might have been the bet. That I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say that's the loudest they've ever heard new Yankee Stadium.
When I went to the 2017 ALDS game, that's where I got this signed by Lindor. When Greg Bird hit the homer off of Andrew Miller.
I'll tell you what game I was at that year. I was at game 5 versus Houston when Tanaka shut out the Astros and we went up 3-2.
Was that against Charlie Morton?
No, it was against Keuchel. That was the first time we beat Keuchel.
Because I was at the Charlie Morton game when Morton got rocked.
Yeah, no. I remember that. I think like Frazier hit that like home run in the other batter's box.
Yeah.
No, I was at a game. The Yankees shut them out. Tanaka went like 8 shutout innings, and like Gary hit like a tank in like the 7th to put it away. Tommy Canley closed it out. Rest in peace, Tommy Canley.
Oh,
but let's just get more back to this season. I know we're all reminiscing. I'm just so excited. Tomorrow I'm gonna wake up and be like I'm one day away from Yankees baseball, and that is awesome.
Oh, 100%. I've cleared my schedule for Thursday. I'm not like. And if it gets rained out,
I'm going to be salty. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to be pretty salty. I mean, I'll tell you what my schedule is for Thursday. It's that I have a half day, my last day of school before spring break. It ends at 12:30, and then boom, 1 o'clock, I'm watching Garrett Cole shove in Yankee Stadium in front of fans for the first time.
Oh, so you're on break next week? Oh, that's...
Yeah, I know you guys are on break right now.
That's clutch.
Yeah, all right. Let's actually talk about Garrett Cole for a second. Garrett Cole, what do you expect from him in your first – what would be a successful year for Garrett Cole numbers-wise for you?
Under 3 – hopefully under 3 in terms of ERA.
I think so too, yeah.
Low whip, maybe like 2 – under 230. And like I want to – I want him to have a better season than Jacob DeGrom, just because like as
he
a Yankees
did.
fan,
2019, he did have a better season.
Yeah. As a Yankees fan, like I know recent years, the debate has been who's the better first baseman, Luke Voit or Pete Alonso.
That's not even a debate anymore. Luke Voit's
no.
Better.
Yeah. Alonso had a bit of a slump. We'll get into that tomorrow.
I want Garrett Cole to be the stud that he was again. And I want Luis Severino to come back and just like return to his like 2018, 2017 days.
Yeah. All right. So let's do a little bit of, let's play a little bit of a numbers game here with the Yankees before we
can get
into like general things. First things first, 162 games. What is their record this season and where do they place in the American League? No playoffs.
I was thinking about this today. It's kind of hard because, you know, when everyone's healthy, they're winning 100 games or more, like easy.
If everyone stayed healthy the whole season, like, and this is like, I'm being dead. They would win 110 games if no one got hurt.
Yeah.
And I mean like Sevy is here and healthy. Judge plays 150 games. That's not even a crazy take. If everyone was healthy, those 25 best guys in the organization would win.
Or even if like they just like missed like 2 weeks.
And
I'll take that.
The American League is not that strong this year. For the first
time. No, it's not. The National League is much stronger.
For the first time in – this is – for the as long as I've been watching Yankees baseball, this is probably – or baseball in general, Like, this is probably the year where it's been so obvious, because there have been some years where, like, it's like only the Dodgers in the NL, and then there's Yankees, Red Sox, Cleveland, Astros in the American League. That's what it's been, it feels like. But this feels more like in the NL, you've got Dodgers, Padres, Mets, Atlanta, St. Louis, Philly, that could all realistically win 90 or more games.
I mean, I don't know about Philly just because their rotation is but I agree with you.
There's a lot of Phillies fans that like always tell me that they're going to be good this year. And, you know, I usually drink the Kool-Aid, but
I don't know, but
Philly sports fans piss me off beyond anything.
Oh, 100%. They're crazy supporters.
But anyway, so what would you say for the 162 game season?
Is this include like if everyone is healthy or like more realistic?
Just like realistically, like what do you think will be their 162 game record, regardless, like accounting for injuries, accounting for anything? What do you think it is?
Wins.
I was gonna say 98-64 as well. I would say 98-64, first seed in the American League.
Yeah.
And this,
they have to win the pennant.
Here's what else I was gonna say about that is they have to in the regular season. As much as the Yankees have been profiled as chokers for whatever reason for the last 4 or 5 years, they've never lost a playoff series where they were the higher seed. All their eliminations come in playoff rounds where they had a worse record in the regular season. So what the Yankees should do is
Cleveland the highest?
Yeah, Cleveland was the higher seed. They were the 4, we were the 5, and then when we've won rounds where we've been the lower seed as well.
Yeah.
But we've never lost as the higher seed. Every time we've been eliminated, we've been the lower seed without home field.
Yeah, true.
Less important last year, but more important in like so the Yankees are not like choking like everyone's saying. They just
Also you have your home team fans again too, which is crucial for the Yankees.
The Yankees, what they need to do is stay focused for 6 months, win the best record in the American League. I will be very confident no matter who they play, if I know that they get home field in the AL and CS and CS.
Also, they're gonna play bad
series, it's a toss up.
And they're going to play bad teams again this year, too. Yeah. So, like, they're going to play the Mariners.
They're going to play Seattle. They're going to play Kansas City. They're going to play Detroit. They're going to play all these bad – they're going to play Texas. Yeah. They're going to play these bad teams again. They're going to get these cheap, easy wins that they should be getting. They're going to hopefully in those games win 80 to 90% of the games they play against teams that go under 100 by a lot.
Yeah. So,
That's important, but like what I'm trying to say here is that like if I know that game 6 and 7 of the ALCS are going to be played in New York rather than Chicago or Houston or St. Petersburg, I'm so much you know what I mean? Like I'm so much more confident going
in. Oh yeah.
Yankee Stadium is there for the clinch. Like we haven't had that luxury.
No, we haven't.
I think that's very important. So a couple more individual player questions here. Yankee Cy Young other than Garrett Cole this year. Could be a pitcher. I mean, could be a starter, could be a reliever.
Tyone. Just because I feel like
bold. Yeah.
After everything he's gone through, like it would just be so nice to see them like really just fleece the Pirates like that.
I have confidence in him for the reason that guys that come from Pittsburgh always end up killing him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That makes me confident in him.
Yeah, except we'll see if that happens with Archer back in the Rays now.
Oh, I hope not. That signing kind of scared me a little bit. All right, so I'll go best pure hitter other than DJ, because DJ is the Yankees' best hitter.
Pure hitter, so like contact.
No, like hit, like who will have the best stats other than DJ LeMahieu? Like last year, for example, it was Luke Voit. The year before that, it was Glaber. Yeah. But like DJ's had the best stats, so I know DJ's the most obvious answer. Oh, I forgot to do my Cy Young. Let me just say it real quick. I was gonna say Domingo Germán.
Ooh, that's another
one. Have a big bounce back year.
Yeah, or Montgomery. Montgomery, I think, is gonna have a nice year.
I hope, dude. If Germán and Montgomery can both pump out under 4 with like, dude, that'd be money.
They could be one of the greatest teams of all time if they just stay healthy.
I agree. Yeah, but best hitter other than DJ.
Ooh, you know, I want to say Glaber, but I just don't think that he's going to be that, like.
I think Glaber's definitely going to have a bounce back year.
Oh, 100%. I just don't know if he's going to be.
Glaber again, but.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's going to be better than. I don't know. Like, I just don't know if he's going to be able to do more than just hit home runs.
Yeah. I mean, if Glaber is hitting the home runs, he hit 5 in spring training. That's more than he hit all season last year. So that's very.
Yeah. Funny. I guess I would say Clint Frazier.
I like that one actually.
Just because I feel like he's got.
And then before I got one that I really liked.
But yeah.
I think Clint's going to have a breakout. Clint and Glaber.
100%.
Glaber already had his breakout year, but this is going to be his second breakout year.
Clint also now, he has more confidence. Like, dude, he's not a trade piece anymore.
Clint Frazier in the eyes of the Yankees organization the last few years has just been beautiful.
Yeah. So, because they pretty much gave up a lot to get, like, for the Andrew Miller trade at the time, and they got back a lot. But they traded Justice Sheffield, so now they're left with Clint Frazier, who is, I think, that the big piece of that trade. And if I, like, now that he's the starting left fielder, now that he's, you know, not worried about being traded for pitching, I feel like he's going to have a really good season.
I agree. And do you want to hear, I think you're going to like my answer a lot.
Let's hear it.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Ooh, that's good. That's
such a big if. That is such a big if. But I promise you, if this man manages to play 130 or more, he's gonna
some of the balls he's hit this spring have been so hard,
guys, and he's gonna have like an OPS of like 859. I promise, people forget, and the reason this is my pick is because he was so damn good in the playoffs when he was healthy.
Yeah, true.
He's only gonna have to be a DH this year. I'd love for him to play some right field, wherever. He's only gonna have to worry about hitting for at least the beginning portion of the year, just to ease him into it.
I think the problem with
doing yoga. Stanton's gonna have an MVP caliber.
Yeah, I think a problem that I see with
his pinstripes.
Yeah, I think the one problem that I could potentially see with that is I feel like they're gonna look to DH Judge a lot, just because, you know, he's pretty fragile. So
I think Judge is just a better fielder, you know.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. He's been a Gold Glove contender for like years.
Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton, even this spring, like, I know, like, people don't want to look at spring training or look at stats, but you want to see how, like, just how comfortable players are looking. Like, Stanton just looks so comfortable.
Stanton probably had his most, like, you know, like, after last year's playoffs, he's going into it like, hey, like, I've proven to Yankees fans what I can do. Now I'm going to do over the course of 162.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone about this the other day. I can't for the life of me remember who it was, but like Giancarlo Stanton could, this is not what we want to happen. This is not at all what we want to happen.
No.
Giancarlo Stanton could miss 130 games and then come back in October in game 7 and hit a 3-run home run in the 8th off of Trevor Bauer to give the Yankees the lead in LA. Yeah. And people would love him for the rest of forever.
And honestly, I would take that, but I do not want that.
But what I'd prefer is that Giancarlo Stanton stays healthy, has an MVP caliber year, smokes it through the whole playoffs, and then the Yankees beat the Dodgers in 4 games.
Yeah. Ooh, 4 games. That's bold.
No, that would never happen.
No.
Bueller and or Kershaw, not Bauer. Bauer sucks.
Bauer is so overrated. Yeah, also, sucks. the fact that Bauer didn't go to the Angels really pissed me off.
Yeah, I wanted him in Anaheim rather than the
Mets. Me too. If the Angels get, like, if the Angels had an ace, like Shohei Ohtani is not an ace. I don't think – I don't even think he's a pitcher. I think he's
not even a pitcher anymore.
No, he's not. Like, he left, what, yesterday's game with, like, a blister or something?
He's just not.
But, like, Anaheim needs an ace. If they had an ace, like, they could be so good with Rendon and Trout and David Fletcher and a better second baseman or
the Angels are always everyone's sexy pick to take a wild card spot, and they never take the step. So
yeah, I think the AL wild card this year. Let's see. So
you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Red Sox, Rays.
Well, I want to hear your predictions for who's gonna win each division.
It'll be
just loose, like just whatever you think right now.
The White Sox, the Athletics, and then I say Red Sox, Rays, but it'll be one of those. The Red Sox aren't gonna. I promise you guys, the Red Sox are not going to lose like 90 games again this year. I think they might.
No, I think the Red Sox are going to be sneaky. I could see them being a wild card seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I changed my mind. It's going to be Rays versus Astros in the wild card round. It's not the Red Sox.
Yeah, I think
like 80-82.
Yeah. I think. Plus, The Twins are going to make the playoffs.
This is where everyone has to make just tough decisions. I think that personally the AL Central just sucks and that the White Sox are the best out of them and that the White Sox might win that division with like 89 games.
Yeah,
and
I feel like the
second will win 85. But then like I still think the Astros could win like 90, 91 games. I think Oakland's a little better than them. But
I think KC could be sneaky this year.
No, they're going to stink. I don't think.
I don't know because Carlos Santana. That was a good pickup.
And Benintendi.
Yeah, that was a steal. It just didn't make any sense because Benintendi looks when he's good, like he is really good.
Yeah, the Red Sox are. I mean, the Red Sox are dumb. But anyway, yeah, that's my AL prediction. And then I'd say the Rays would win that wild card game, and then screw the Rays. We're gonna sweep them. The White Sox will beat Oakland in 4 or 5 games. And then I'd say we beat the White Sox in 6 and then lose to the Dodgers in 5 or 6. That would be my Yankees prediction for the season.
I have a question for you. Besides Davey Garcia, who do you think would be the Yankees rookie of the year?
I don't even know if we have any rookies on the team. Next year it'll be Jason Dominguez.
Yeah, I don't know if Dominguez is ready yet.
No, the whole Corona really screwed him over because last year he would have played like a ball, and then this year he would have been in at least 60%.
Maybe. Plus, like Hicks is also on a 10-year deal for like 6.
Hicks is on I thought it was only 6 or 7. I don't think Hicks is on a 10-year deal. I'm gonna check.
No, not a 10-year, like $10 million deal for like 6 years.
I think he has 5 years left.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has 5 years left. But no, you're right. But I think that 10 million, like that, like it's team friendly.
Yeah.
I think that like you
can also get with the way out. Contract
like, you know, Aaron Hicks isn't gonna like in 5 years the center fielder is not gonna be Aaron Hicks. It's gonna be Jason Dominguez.
Yeah. Also, like the way contracts have been trending lately, I feel like 10 mil is gonna be like the new 5 mil.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I hope that the Yankees eventually, when the move makes sense, goes over the luxury tax.
Yeah.
I'd love for them to go over the luxury tax. Here's what I would do. And, like, this is before the season even starts. I want the Yankees to go after Corey Seager so bad next year.
Yeah, but then what about Glaber?
You move him to second, you move DJ to first, and you have to make a decision on whether Gio or Luke Voit is more valuable.
I don't even want to think about that.
Okay, but Corey, think about it. I don't want to think about it either, but think of it this way. Corey Seager is a lefty bat and might be the best hitter in that infield. He could bat third instead of Hicks. Seager's so much better hitter than Aaron Hicks. It's I don't know if the Yankees are going to spill the bank for him, but what the Yankees could do is that if Voit or Urshela struggles this year, because it's going to be Glaber and DJ are going to both be on the team next year, obviously.
They're also going to need to, like – give him a lot of years too.
I mean, the thing is like
at least 7.
Frank Martha said Gary Sanchez won't be a Yankee in 3 or 4 years, and Aaron Judge might not be a Yankee in 3 or 4 years either.
Yeah, like the Yankees too
definitely won't be. I promise you, Austin Wells will be the Yankee starting catcher in 3 or 4 years.
Also, don't sleep on Anthony Seager too.
Yeah, I just
Seager know, I feel like could be the next Tyler Wade.
The organization likes Wells better. That's why I used him.
But Siegler is a better fielder.
Yeah. I mean, Wells is a lefty. That's why, like, he
– Yeah. Siegler, he came from high school, but I think he was a two-way player.
I think that Wells is a little older, so he might get through the system quicker.
Mm-hmm. If we're going back to the rookie of the year prediction, I think it might be Luis Seal. Because
I don't know if we'll get enough playing time for that. Because the
Yankees, yeah, or Nick Nelson.
Oh, Nick Nelson's a good one. I hope it's Nick Nelson.
I don't think it's gonna be Mike King. I don't think I.
Yeah, no, I guess it could be one of those bullpen guys. That makes sense.
I'm not on the Mike King hype train. I think he gives up too many runs.
If Mike King can throw harder and focus on being a bullpen guy, then I think he's just fine.
I don't really
and Loaisiga to do that. Loaisiga and Sessa, like, they need to like really reel in on their bullpen roles.
Yeah, I don't trust Mike King yet.
Yeah, no, if one of those three guys, if one of those four, I'll say, if one of Nelson, King, Loaisiga, or Sessa clicks, even if one or two of them can turn into like the next Chad Green.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the Yankees can just hit on one of those big potential low risk payouts, they're chilling. It just sucks that Wilson and Britton aren't both ready for opening day, and Chapman's going to be hurt or suspended for the first two games. So I don't know how we're going to construct
it. Chad Green's going to be the closer.
I don't know what the path to victory is going to be.
I wouldn't be surprised if they sign David Robertson or Shane Green reunion pen as John Boy is.
I don't know. It's way too soon or way too close to the season. I would have thought they would have done that weeks ago. And I wouldn't have minded that, but I think we're too close to the season. Maybe they'll do it at some point, like in May, but.
Yeah. Well, I remember when they signed Gio Gonzalez, like a few years ago.
He didn't even get
signed him really close. Even with the Cubs in recent years with Craig Kimbrel, like they signed him really close to opening day, and then Gio Gonzalez never pitched for the Yankees like major leagues. But with Craig Kimbrel, he started out, pitched a few games in the minors, and then came up and joined the team.
Craig Kimbrel sucked with the Cubs, right? Like he was terrible.
Craig Kimbrel, I feel like he's going to have a bounce back year.
Craig Kimbrel made me so mad, bro. Craig Kimbrel, like, honestly, though, the Yankees kind of own Craig Kimbrel, and I'm still salty that he somehow literally could not throw his ball in the strike zone that night. Yet, game four of the ALDS 3 years ago, he somehow got three outs when he literally could not throw a strike.
Yeah. One last thing. We're talking about players that, like, we don't really love. I hate to say this because I really like Marcus Stroman, like from watching the World Baseball Classic when he like just kind of like just crushed it with Team USA. The fact that he went to the Mets and then he said that stuff about the Yankees, I'm like,
we've talked about this before. Marcus Stroman is here. I'll lay out a hypothetical for you here. And I liked him after the World Baseball Classic too. It's like, he asked, let's pretend the Yankees are a pretty girl.
Yeah.
He asked the Yankees out on a date, and the Yankees said, no, I have a boyfriend. And then he started dating this other girl that's friends with the – or not – I don't know how are the Mets and the Yankees. He started dating this other girl, and that girl's the Mets. And now all he does is talk about how he never wanted to date the Yankees to begin with, and the Yankees are like, we don't really give a shit about you. And yet he never shuts up about it. It doesn't make any sense. It's like talking about your ex nonstop, but you never actually dated that. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
I know. That situation may or may not hit close to home, but we'll.
Hey, we've all been there, buddy.
Yeah.
You're still a king, bro.
Thanks. Appreciate it. But we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if Marcus Stroman, though, ends up signing with the Yankees on like a cheap deal or something.
I don't know. I think
I would be on board with that because I like, as much as I want to hate him, I do still like Marcus.
Hope that one day Luis Castillo is a Yankee and that one day Corey Seager is a Yankee. Those are my pipe dreams.
That's valid. I get that.
Yeah.
The Reds could have been so good, man. They could have been so good.
Dude, honestly, if we traded Glaber in that deal, that would have been dumb, but then that would have just confirmed that they would have been going after either Seager or Story this offseason.
Yeah, true.
I mean, this was kind of a Yankees preview. Yeah, we talked about the Yankees season enough. We also kind of just baseball spitballed, but
is there any this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. Is there any closing Yankees remarks you want to make because before the season starts on Thursday?
Just win the pennant, please.
Yeah.
One of the best
I mean, we don't even have much to preview because it's very much the same team as last year. They made very minimal additions other than Tyone and Kluber.
Yeah.
And what we expect from them is that hopefully they can stay healthy and produce. And
before we wrap up, I just want to show you something real quick. Because it's
Anthony, why don't you say something? You've been awfully quiet.
Yeah, no, I've been pretty quiet. I've kind of been letting you guys ramble on about the Yankees. Obviously, you guys know a lot more about the ins and outs of this Yankees team than I do. But honestly, like in terms of what you guys hit on, it was all pretty solid in the fact that I really think that this year for the Yankees is a World Series or bust.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So this poster is from the 2009 World Series parade. One of the greatest experiences of my entire life. And it says, proud New Yorker. And I will be a proud New Yorker if they can just win the pennant. Please.
Hold on. I want to do something before we close out here. Anthony, can you just read my phone, please? Read the whole thing before you freak out.
No, I just read the full thing. So he showed me breaking the New York Mets and whatever.
Oh, you got trolled. Shout out to NY Porch Sport.
Wait, that's not real, is it?
No, it's not real. He did not.
Oh, thank God.
It was a troll. I'll read the whole thing for the show. Breaking. The New York Mets and Francisco Lindor agreed on a multi-year deal to have the shortstop's likeness on signature plant Mr. Smile Shake Shack burger at Citi Field.
That's great. But that is that like that real, that statement? Because if it is, that's so...
Oh, it's just a troll account. But, man... Anthony, we're recording the Mets show literally tomorrow, and he might not have a deal. Imagine if it breaks while we're talking to Zoe.
That'll be nice. I mean, the only thing that's broken today during this episode is that Michael Strahan fixed a tooth gap.
But I'm so mad!
Aaron, all the gaps in New York are fixed!
All the gaps in New York are gone! I'm so mad!
That's so funny. Of course he does it after Judge gets his gap fixed.
Yeah, like...
Well, that's just about going to wrap up this episode. I want to say thank you to Luke for coming on. We had a great time.
Oh, thanks for having me. This has been a blast.
We love baseball.
So here, Luke, let you drop your socials real quick. Just say your usernames for your Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, my social media is l.mc9. That's my Instagram. You can check out some of my new music on there. Sorry, plug, but...
You're good. So if you want to follow the account for the pod, it is Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram, Big Apple SP Media on Twitter, and Big Apple Sports Media on TikTok. I'm Anthony Evangelista on Instagram, Anthony EV7 on Twitter, and all you key.
As always, I'm at Kyle Keegan with the L is a one. That's Kyle on E Keegan on Instagram and Twitter. And go Yankees. Next time I talk to you about the Yankees, we will hopefully be 1-0.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.